Turn with me in your Bible to Matthew chapter 4. One of the great familiar texts in the Bible, the temptation of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is such a great wealth of truth in this passage of Scripture about about which each one of us need to just have right at the tip of our mind in the battle of life in which we are living. As we look at the temptation of Christ this morning, we want to look at we want to look at the things behind the scenes. We want to look at what were the purposes behind the scenes of the temptation of the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to look at the temptations themselves. We want to look at the tactics of Satan. We want to look at the answers and the victory that are given through the Lord Jesus Christ. And hopefully we need to apply these great truths to our lives. The Bible tells us, "Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil." The Bible tells us that the temptation of Christ had a twofold purpose. The Bible tells us that he was led of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit led the Lord Jesus into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. We find a positive and a negative. God had a purpose in it. Satan had an aim in it. What would God's purpose be in allowing the Lord Jesus Christ to be tempted? What could be God's purpose in allowing this to be so? Perhaps if we would turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter number 4, we get an insight, a little insight into the partial purpose of this temptation. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14. "Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession." How can we hold fast our profession? Well, the Bible tells us, "For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, and yet without sin." Have you ever heard anybody say, "You just don't understand. You just don't understand." And they are saying, "You know, I'm in a situation that you just don't understand what I'm going through. You just don't understand." That's all they can say. "You don't understand." But what they're really saying is, "God doesn't understand." But that's not so. Because the Lord Jesus, in his temptation, the Bible says, was touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He was touched with the feeling of our infirmities and was in all points tempted like as we are. You think about it. Here's Jesus alone. You think about it. 40 days fasting. Luke tells us he was tempted 40 days. The devil himself, not one of his demons, not one of his higher-ups, the devil himself tempts him. And the Bible says the temptation was so, could I say, encompassing. You see, the temptation was not to his deity. But his temptation was to his flesh. He was born of flesh, not in sin like us, but he had a human nature. And the temptations were aimed at that human nature and all the limitations of that human nature. And so the Bible tells us that Jesus was tempted in all points like as we. And why? The Bible tells us one of the reasons why. So that we could have confidence. So we could have confidence. So that we could have confidence that our Lord was touched with the same feelings of infirmities of our flesh. And he was victorious. And so the Bible says, let us therefore come boldly. Boldly means with confidence. Jesus went, he felt this temptation. He felt this temptation. We can go to him if we are saved, if we've been born again. If we have come to God through Jesus Christ, not through a church or not through a religion or not through our works, but if we have come to God through Jesus Christ as our Savior, He is in heaven as our high priest, and we can go to Him boldly with confidence that He can strengthen us in that temptation. And He can give us victory. Because He was tempted in all points like as we. The Bible tells us that the Lord Jesus he knew no sin. And the temptation of Christ and his victorious victory over the temptations of the devil reveal him to be who he is, the sinless Son of God. Now, if you've read one of those false